Proclamation number 5089 of 20th of March, 1951. Call of God secures divine revelations. Messengers of light, truth. Those who seek me will find me. Those who desire to hear God, I will reveal myself to them, and those who long for my fatherly love, I take them to my heart and give them in all abundance. Love and grace. So let this be the characteristic of my working, that the Heavenly Father always considers His children and that His children are those who want to make contact with Him. Thus a dark spirit can never answer when a person calls upon me or asks me, when he converses with me and expects an answer from me. His thoughts for me, his prayer in spirit and in truth is also a guarantee that it is I who reveals myself to him. Whether I myself or my messengers of light approach the human being is one thing, for the messengers of light are my servants through whom I convey to people on earth what is helpful to them. And thus these messengers of light are also guarantors of truth, because they do nothing but carry out my will and live in fullest truth themselves, thus they will also pass it on if the truth is desired. A direct connection with me is implausible to people but therefore not impossible. Understandably, I will not reveal myself to those who do not believe in a direct activity on my part, because they would not believe a revelation either and would only explain themselves humanly, which, however, is spiritual activity. But anyone who believes that I reveal myself to people or through messengers of light, who prays to me out of this belief, will not wait in vain for my answer. I approach him with joy because I see his willingness to listen to me and his faith will bear abundant fruit. I draw near to every caller for me and he can hear my voice if he listens into his heart and pays attention to what this heart gives back to him. Admittedly, he cannot perceive me with physical organs, his soul has to pay attention to its sensations, and if the human being listens with deep faith the soul will be able to communicate the sensations to him, for then the body is likewise willingly turned towards me and then I can also bestow upon it the ability to understand what the soul conveys to it in spiritual language. Hearing my voice is a simple process for a person who is deeply inwardly united with me, yet it is difficult for a worldly person to understand, which is why few will only find faith who claim to receive announcements from the spiritual kingdom. For they must possess an ability which the worldly person lacks, which can only be acquired through faith and love for me but which cannot be denied once it exists, because then testimonies from the spiritual kingdom will also be available which only the person who has completely turned away from God will not accept, who therefore does not acknowledge me and also lacks faith due to his lack of love. Trying to convince him that I express myself is a futile effort but it should not deter or tire a person from looking for me. For I will let myself be found as soon as his desire is sincere and his efforts persevering. Amen.